New York Times, Mayorkas smuggled 100,000 job-seeking migrants through parole pathway. By Neil Monroe on January 28, 2023. President Joe Biden's border chief smuggled more than 100,000 economic migrants into the United States from May to December via a hidden parole pathway that was admitted on January 12. Border Chief Alejandro Mayorkas, a Cuban-born, equity above the law, business-friendly, pro-migration zealot, is welcoming another 20,000 migrants per month via this parole pathway, officials told friendly reporters at a background briefing on January 25. Many establishment reporters who cover the migration beat were unwilling or unable to describe the covert migration pathway, even though it was exposed in November by Todd Bensman at the Center for Immigration Studies. The admissions and data came as GOP officials in 20 states filed a lawsuit against the hidden inflow. The inflow illegally heaps additional costs on states and their taxpayers, the lawsuit says. It also adds to the pocketbook damage done to ordinary Americans by Washington's policy of importing more of the workers, renters, and consumers that spike values on Wall Street. The New York Times was given an official briefing on the parole pathway. The pathway has been given a legal-sounding, jargon-style name, CBP-1, to hide its purpose, scale, and impact. Before January 12, the CBP-1 process was open only to migrants who were recommended by a government-approved, nonprofit organization, which applied on their behalf. From May to December, more than 109,000 migrants entered the United States this way. Those parole pathway migrants were not included in the 1.3 million illegal migrants that were welcomed by Mayorkas' agency during fiscal year 2022. Officials are now using the parole pathway to import 20,000 more migrants each month, said the New York Times. That Biden inflow delivers 240,000 more migrants per year, despite the 1986 ban on corporate hiring of illegal workers. Officials recently declared they will also use the same parole pathway to import an additional 360,000 migrants per year from Haiti, Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. Together, the two inflows, 240,000 and 350,000, would add at least 600,000 extra economic migrants per year to the U.S. economy. That huge labor inflow is roughly one extra migrant for every 7 Americans who enter the workforce each year. Under laws set in 1990, Congress caps legal immigration at about 1 million people per year. Administration officials also import roughly 800,000 temporary workers each year. So the plan to import 600,000 extra migrants far exceeds the cap set by Congress. In 2022, Mayorkas also allowed 2 million illegal migrants through the border, including about 600,000 gotaways who have been told they will not be deported if they do not commit felonies. That elite delivered 2022 flood of about 4 million migrants forced down Americans' wages and reduced high-tech investment in workplaces. It pushed many older, sicker, and slower Americans out of jobs, wages, and eventually, homes, while spiking investors' profits and stock values. Young and middle-aged American men are less likely to be working now than at any time in U.S. history, says a January 2023 study authored by Jonathan Rothwell. The official labor force participation rate for prime-aged men fell from 97.1% in 1960 to 88.6% in 2022, averaged through November, using data from the Bureau of Labor Statistics' Current Population Survey, said Rothwell, the top economist at the Gallup polling firm. But the New York Times does not include any criticism of Mayorkas's labor smuggling operation. Instead, the headline and subheadline portray the massive inflow as an apparent reduction in illegal migrants. Biden officials credit new border measures for decline in illegal crossings. Crossings by migrants from Cuba, Nicaragua, Venezuela, and Haiti have plummeted, but Republicans and some Democrats have attacked the new policies. The newspaper includes several pro-migration editors, and so the article quotes pro-migration advocates who say the hidden labor pathway is too small. Immigration advocates working with migrants in Mexico and the United States say the system leaves the neediest migrants, the ones who do not have smartphones or cannot afford to stay in Mexican hotels with internet access, at a disadvantage. CBP-1 is turning out to be as awful as we predicted, one advocacy organization, Alotro Lotto, wrote in a Twitter post on Tuesday. Migrants with resources like a smartphone and Wi-Fi are the ones getting appointments, not the most vulnerable. Alotro Lotto has worked with the Forward.us advocacy group for West Coast billionaires. The fund was created by Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg and many other wealthy investors who gain from the inflow of cheap labor, compliant workers, high-occupancy renters, and government-aided consumers. The establishment press does not ask Mayorkas about the pocketbook impact of his easy migration policies on ordinary Americans. The hands-off approach is similar to that of the establishment GOP, which focuses on border chaos and drug smuggling rather than the rising rents and shrinking wages imposed by elites on ordinary Americans. For example, on January 8, a White House reporter asked Mayorkas, "What is your message to the American public about the impact of a labor shortage in America?" Mayorkas responded by calling for an even greater skew of the nation's labor market in favor of employers and investors. The labor shortage in the United States is one powerful example of how desperately we need to fix our broken immigration system. You know, we look to the north, Canada realized that it has a 1 million person labor shortage there. And they are bringing in approximately 1.4 million migrants this year to address that labor shortage. Our programs, our H-2A, our H-2B, our skilled worker programs, are far outdated to really meet the economic needs as well as the economic opportunities, for migrants, that immigration can provide. The federal government has long operated an economic policy of extraction migration. This colonialism-like policy extracts vast amounts of human resources from needy countries and uses the imported workers, renters, and consumers to grow Wall Street and the economy. In December 2022, for example, Mayorkas added roughly one low-wage, work-ready Latino or Asian migrant for every American who turned 18 that month. The migrant inflow has successfully forced down Americans' wages and also boosted rents and housing prices. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of business sectors and contributed to the rising death rate of poor Americans. The population inflow also reduces the political clout of native-born Americans, because it allows elites, including New York Times editors and writers, to divorce themselves from the needs and interests of ordinary Americans. A 54% majority of Americans say Biden is allowing a southern border invasion, according to an August 2022 poll commissioned by the left-of-center National Public Radio, NPR. The 54% invasion majority included 76% of Republicans, 46% of independents, and even 40% of Democrats. The 20-state lawsuit against the White House's invented parole pipeline says. GOP parole lawsuit by Breitbart News on Scribd.